Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Hate doing cardio?
Try brushing and flossing your teeth.
I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
This is going to get weird in this room because I'm already learning stuff about Erica. I'm learning stuff. You're like a 911-er?
I'm a 911-er in a time of need.
That's what it's for.
That okay. is truly what it's for.
Good to know. Narc.
But the thing is I think some people misinterpret things as needing 911. Okay. 911 is for an emergency, not when, oh my God, my feelings are hurt. Like,
you think I called 911
probably.
And said my feelings are hurt? Yeah. No. I called 911 once. Well, once, because my nephew stopped breathing and he's good now.
911, check. Yeah. That's a good one.
And yep. I handled it because I've called them before.
Okay, great.
911 a different time because I watched a houseless person.
There it is.
No. He was walking in an underpass and then he just like fell into the street and it, like behind my car, and I thought he was going to get hit by a car. So I called and they came and checked on him.
Is that a 911 or is that the police non-emergency hotline?
Did you then wait? You like wait, stuck around? And
no, I kept going.
Okay.
But I just
your
wanted to make sure.
Your concern is palpable.
But it was like I was on a busy
she's
road.
She's at least not doing the, it's not the bystander effect. Like she's taking action. She's taking control.
Okay.
Explain why this came up.
Okay,
I
so
feel
this
like
came
my
up.
Reasoning is good.
I don't know that you're probably right. I hate saying it out loud, but Eric is probably right.
Thank you.
So this person went to, and this is going to hurt TIAC, it's a fast food burger joint, and it's one of my favorites. It's Freddy's.
Okay, yeah, Freddy's.
They went to Freddy's. They ordered burger good. Fries and the whole thing. It's not Freddy's fault, but somebody...
One of the employees.
Yeah, well, here's the thing. They get their burger, they get their receipt, they're in their car, they're eating, and inside the burger box... There's a cardboard, right? Not.
I think so, yeah.
It's not like a wrapper. It's like the actual, like a big
like, yeah.
kind of box.
Yeah, like a chicken
thing.
Nugget box.
Yes.
Yeah.
Inside the box, it said help. And on the receipt, it also said help. And
like
I'm,
written in pen.
Yes.
On, okay.
Blood, I think, but yeah.
No.
Okay. No, it was just in
ketchup,
pen.
Ketchup, maybe?
Yes. So it just said help. The first question that I had for the group off air, which was already got us to 911, was like, would you... Let me go one step down. Would you even notice that?
I don't think I would.
On the box, yeah. Probably not the receipt.
Maybe I'd like look through my bag and see the receipt one, and that's when I would call 911.
Does it take two helps for you to call? How many helps do you get? Because if it's inside the box.
Depends on the demeanor of the person who handed them to me. If they handed them to me and were going,
they had the weird
eyes. Yeah. Like, handing it, you know, then you know that something's going on.
But what about, you don't know, like it could be the guy who made the burger who put it in the box could be the one in distress, not the person who handed it to you. Do you know what I'm saying?
Well, then, so then yeah, you don't it might take two helps for me to call.
Hack, you're a no?
I think I'm a no. I wouldn't check the receipt, so I wouldn't even know about that one, I don't think.
Let's pretend you just saw it, though. You did check it. I know I'm already jumping ahead. You're not going to see it because you're just in a hurry to shove the food.
Right, yeah. If I even take the burger out of the box before I eat
like
it.
You're just like eating like a pig in a trough. You're just like, ah.
Oh my gosh.
You got to watch him eat fast food one time. It's fun. It's hilarious.
Okay.
I just eat it at the window sometimes.
Oh no.
because In-N-Out has that weird little wax paper around it, and sometimes I get some of that. Yeah, I'm like, in the middle, like, oh no, I mean the wax paper. I don't care. Uh-oh. It's got grease on it.
I've already chewed it up.
Aaron's been there. You can tell she's been there.
Well, because sometimes it's harder with the lettuce wrap too, because it gets wet, and so I'm just like, I'm eating the paper.
Yeah. It's gluten free. I'm fine.
Yeah.
I don't know. I would assume it was a prank.
You would think it was a prank?
Yeah.
You would go prank before emergency? What if they're being held hostage?
That's
or they're being abused or something? Yeah.
Because this was a real story. Like, and there's been a couple stories like this. Like a kid in a car wrote the word help.
Oh yeah.
Like on the highway and like stuck it against the window.
No, it's so messed up. I would call immediately.
But there was one instance where it was nothing. Like where
then
it's
just the kid learned a lesson.
Yeah, I feel like I don't know what I would do. You would call 911 for help on a burger wrap, or like even if they are being abused, like by the manager, or whatever.
I would not have a regret calling 911. I would have a regret if I didn't.
Every time I've called, that's exactly why.
Because
what
least,
do you think it could be? They're being robbed.
I don't know. It doesn't matter if someone's asking for help. We're gonna get them help. Right. And if it's nothing, great.
Yeah. The worst thing that happens is police go in there and sometimes they're just waiting for a call.
No, I just think you're almost swatting then. Like you're...
I would just call and say, hey, this could be nothing. There was help written on these. I think we need to go... You need to go check it out.
It's also not swatting.
Like, I'm not saying walk in guns ablaze.
But they might.
I'll tell them not to.
But then I'm also...
Okay, you're in charge.
I am in charge.
I don't...
I feel like then I'm on record as like, you were at Freddy's that night.
For being a good person. Okay, that's what you're concerned about.
You're worried about that.
I was already there this week.
The Slacker Show.
Alice. 105.9.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Do you know what went down at the Viper Room the night River Phoenix died? Are you aware of how Steve McQueen escaped death at the hands of the Manson family? But what about the real-life brutal murder that inspired David Lynch's Twin Peaks? These stories and more are told in the Hollywoodland podcast, where true crime and Tinseltown collide. Follow and listen to Hollywoodland wherever you get your podcasts.